It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we have special guests today. Smiling over there. Donna Makaro Kim.
If you're going to invite me, George, you could at least get my name straight.
Yeah.
What's a mechanic?
A mothball mechanic.
Mothball mechanic.
It's because years ago, I used to recommend mothballs to bring up the octane and save gas.
Okay.
And lots of people are doing that because gas is expensive. But now
so
we have
something. So you don't recommend it anymore?
Oh, no, because mothballs don't clean the injectors. And ethanol does.
Okay.
So we go with ethanol because it cleans the injector, give you better power.
But it costs more than mothballs. Scoshy more?
Yeah, a couple bucks. The way this old lady told me. Okay, buying 2 gallons of ethanol and subtracting 2 gallons of gas, for $10, you cannot buy a decent fuel additive as ethanol.
The problem is the getting access to the ethanol.
Well, too bad.
But I know you, right?
Yeah, too bad. Anyway, I had an idea, and I'm glad you came on the show because the state is struggling as far as money. And did you know that there's over 400,000 unregistered vehicles on the road?
I know there are a lot of unregistered vehicles on the road, yes.
And if you times it by just a basic $250 per car, it's over $100 million. And you know that when people see the cars being towed and going impounded and all that, the ones that not registered going to run in and register the car, and they're going to charge them back tax. So that's more than $250 a car, and you're going to have more than $150 million.
George, the problem with our laws is enforcement. We don't have enough people or enough infrastructure to enforce. And I agree with you. Even no-fault insurance, there are hundreds, probably thousands of people out there with no-fault insurance. Mm-hmm. And when I was on the city council and even in the state senate, I proposed that we have people display their insurance card on the back of their window. So when the police goes by, and if you don't have that card, then they know you don't have insurance and they can tag you. Well, leave it to all of the attorneys for the city and the state to say that there's all these problems with that, and the insurance companies, because they send you the card, then you can cancel, you still have the card, there's no way of knowing that the card was canceled, and people will, they give you 2 cards, one for your wallet, one for your car, people will trade car. I mean, there's all of these issues, mm-hmm. and as a result, we were never able to pass that. But I still believe that we need some way of displaying the fact whether or not you have your insurance. Of course, whether your car is registered is those little tiny stickers on the back of the license plates. But how many? There's not enough police officers out there to go look at all of these cars to tag them. The other thing we looked at, like you brought up, is why don't we impound the cars? Why don't we haul them off, tow them away? But there's no place to store the cars.
No, Donna, there is.
George, I went through this whole thing. The cost to store cars are so expensive to the city and the state. But they're just not enough. So
no,
I've tried it. But
it's the contractor. Whoever gets the contract, that's his kuleana. He will find out where he's going to put the cars. But I promise you, when people start seeing cars towed,
I agree.
They panic.
Hey, you don't have an argument for me. If we can find a place to store all these vehicles and impound them, then I say that's the way to go.
Put them on Staten Island. It's empty. I don't think you're going to impound that many vehicles because the people see it on the news.
The responsible ones will at some point, but you're going to always have the ones that are going to chance the fact of getting caught. You know, they're going to go
then crush them.
And a lot of them don't get caught.
Then crush it. Keep it for 30 days, crush it.
No, I'm saying you got to catch them first, right?
Yeah. Easy. And this guy, Mario Yano, that works for the city, he drives around looking for abandoned vehicle stuff. He sees so many every day. So, you know.
I know. You notice when you always notice the traffic violation, but there's never a police around when that happens.
I got to disagree with you because I see them. And they make like they're looking the other way.
Oh, so, okay. So sometimes they're there, but they don't enforce
but
the law.
But if
it happened to you, you'd get pulled over. I'd get pulled over in a minute.
Yeah. But he see me and he said, okay. So anyway, but you know, the thing is, why is the taxes going up and penalizing the law-abiding people and protecting the lawbreakers? That's not right.
Well, it's not so much protecting them, but I know what you're saying, what you're driving at. Just remember, too, though, registration of vehicles, it's on two sides. You register and you pay everything to the city, and then the state has a portion of that that they also charge and it comes to the state. But the bulk of the registration fees is really rests with the city.
Okay, I got a hard question for you.
Is that why you invited me?
Yeah.
Should I have declined this invitation? No. I enjoy being here, George.
Too late. I locked the door.
Help!
Why is it that the oil companies don't pay estate tax?
I give up. Why?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Chevron made $30 billion net profit last year. Not one penny for state taxes.
I don't know if that's a true statement, George. I'm going to have to go look into that. I know that they have to pay some taxes. I know that if they're in the enterprise zone, they get exempt. But this last year, we took the exemption off a lot of the people who are getting exemptions. So I need to get back to
you. I see a lot of money there.
Believe me, when I was Ways and Means Chair 2 years ago, we tried to turn over every single rock and tried to get as much money we could out of everybody.
Oh, I can hear Mario going crazy right now. He has a long list. When you get him off on this stuff, he's gone. He can talk for hours.
Okay, how long do I have on here?
Anyway, if you have questions for this fine...
Beautiful forgot my name, guys.
Donna. That's a popular name, you know.
Donna what?
Donna Kim.
Donna what Kim? See?
Don't push it.
You forget. No. Donna Mercado Kim.
Yeah. Don't push it. You're running for office again.
I am up for re-election with everybody else in 2012 because of the reapportionment, George. All of us have two-year terms. We're usually it's a 4-year term when you're in the Senate. But I am up in 2012 with everybody else.
Well, you're no sweat, yeah?
No, you can't say I'm no sweat. I believe I work hard. I put in a lot of time. I try to be very
responsive.
Yeah,
but who's crazy enough to run against you?
There are people. I have people challenging me every time. I've gone a couple times with no opposition. But you know what? That's healthy because we have to keep people accountable. Yeah. And when they have opposition, it's when you keep candidates accountable. And I tell people that.
Well, only ones that are going to run against you is the guys elevator that don't stop on every floor.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm sure there are a lot of people in my district who may not agree with my philosophy and the way I do things. But I believe that, you know, we need to hold people accountable. And so I do ask the tough questions. And I do go after people. And, you know, some people don't that. And I'm sorry. But I think that, you know, it's your hard-earned
when you
dollars.
Do that, you become very unpopular.
Yes. Yes, you do. But I think that's why the people elect me, and I feel a responsibility to asking those questions, and not just asking it and then rolling over, but demanding answers and accountability. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people don't like. But, George, even the people who sometimes don't like how I do things, when they're in trouble or they need help,
they come run to you.
They come run to me. And I do the best I can. I can't do everything, but I do the best I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another tough one.
Okay.
What about the hurricane insurance?
Okay.
Well, how are you going to replace it?
With more taxes from you, George.
Oh, God. I knew you was going to say that.
I was not in favor of taking the hurricane relief money. Unfortunately, the majority of the people in the legislature felt that was one of the least offensive ways of getting the money without raising people's taxes, without raising the GET, to use some of the money in the Hurricane Relief Fund.
Hmm.
And that we will float bonds and put that money back.
We'll get to that later.
And is there a bridge in Brooklyn you want to buy?
Yeah, okay. Maybe in Arizona desert. Okay, well, who do we have on the line?
We have Crystal from California.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, George, my long-lost friend.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, still alive.
Well, I'm so glad.
What are you up to?
Well, I've finally got out of my cave. I've finally finished writing that book, that healing book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you doing on that book?
I'm finally finished.
Okay.
So now I got to get the word about true healing out there. There's too many people suffering out there, and they don't.
How do the people buy your book if they're interested?
They could go to my website. It's truehealingsolutions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I also do one-on-one healing. I'm taking new clients now that I have some, now that I'm freed up some of my time.
How come you don't call in on David Snow's show?
Oh, I tried to call David. He didn't call me back.
David don't call you back?
He must be too busy for us little people.
Hey, David, you hear that? I know,
yeah,
David's listening.
Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot in my healing process. There's a lot of people suffering out there, and I went through it all. I know what it's like. I was diagnosed with a lot of big diseases, including cancer, and I was hypoglycemic and had fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And I can go on and on. I've had all the symptoms. I've had all the diseases.
Crystal, we're going to have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Donna Mercado Kim.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q Cakes has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Aloha, Rolling Bob, and one of the bravest politicians in the state to sit down with the infamous George Nita. How are you doing today?
Great.
Well, you know, George will probably tell you, politics is a passion with me, like one of my hobbies, and I study it, and I do it. And I'm just going to make one quick comment.
Okay.
And it's just something that I always find that people, when they try to institute a policy, and I'll use the example of immigration, and I'm referring to the problem with people driving without insurance, is that you approach it like there's 5 million people and we can't send them all out the country at the same time. Of course you can't. You can't catch every speeder at the same time, but you can have an allotment. If you took 50 cars per month, and what you want to do is, well, you don't want to take people's cars. You want people to follow the law, and mm-hmm. that's the incentive.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to take every car, but if people knew that the risk was there that they might get caught, I think you would find that more people would comply.
I agree.
And the insurance company side of, this is what I don't understand. You can take a Visa card and go anywhere in the world, and they can tell you down to the penny how much you have in your account. But the insurance company can't keep a database that tells you whether somebody is current on their insurance or not?
No, they can keep a database. It's just a matter of how then the one who is doing the enforcement would have to access the database before they could give a ticket out, and therein lies a problem.
Right. Well, I will give you a suggestion. They have a number, like their license plate number is tied to their insurance policy. Punch in a license plate number, like when you check your bank, it's going to come up active, inactive.
We can do it. It's just a matter of where are our priorities.
Right,
and when you talk to the police, they're busy catching criminals and preventing crime and doing all this stuff. And the last thing they want to do is stand at park cars and jot down numbers and plug them into some computer that they don't have.
Well, and then I'll just end with this.
Yeah.
But they have time to stand on corners and hand out seatbelts.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You know, pick a day, go for insurance.
Right. Bob, I agree with you. I don't necessarily agree that people who are supposed to do certain jobs are doing it to the most effectively.
Right. Okay. Well, as always, take care. George is going to scold me. So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
Aloha.
Bob.
See, when you get him going on politics, he'll go forever.
No. And you know what? These are common sentiments I hear from a lot of people, because it's simple, and to me it doesn't take a rocket scientist, but mm-hmm. when you try to somehow institute it in government with attorneys and bureaucrats and everybody else, all of a sudden a little simple thing becomes very difficult.
Yeah, more easy race stacks.
And okay. I'm not arguing with anybody. I just need more people. We need more people like that in office.
You heard that, Bob? Run for office. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. My pilikia is the doubling of the registration car fees.
Okay.
I agree. I voted against it, Bob. Oh, not Bob. This is Rob.
Bless you, Donna. Thank you.
I think I was being more self-interest because I didn't want to pay it either.
And I called the governor's office and I asked him to veto it, but you know where that went. So, but I was thinking, you know, that George said at the top of the beginning of the program, how many unregistered people are driving around?
Lots.
Thousands, yeah.
And I wonder how this doubling of, and it really is like a double tax. It's a tax on a tax. With our cars that we use to go to employment, pick up the kids, go shopping, you know, just move our lives around.
I agree. And one of the issues that I've had in the legislature is that they say, oh, people are more willing to pay this. People are more willing than have the GET increase. And I can see that, but it's not enough people call in. Not enough people call their elected officials and complain. And so they just feel like, oh, you
know, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. They keep raising it. It's like the GET.
You see that, Rob?
How many people in the Senate supported the increase of the GET? I was one of the few that did not agree that we should raise the GET.
Yeah, as if it isn't enough already.
Right.
Does anybody paying attention to their do they ever look at their receipts? I mean, a perfect example is everybody that goes to Costco, they're not going in there to buy a loaf of bread. And it clearly tells you, by the time you're done, how much that you've had to pay extra on top of all the basic needs,
mm-hmm.
and you buy it in quantity because you can freeze it, store it, and whatnot, and you get better value for your money.
If it's not made in China.
Well, no, I'm talking about food stuff, George.
And you know, on top of
about car parts.
On top of that, if you try to buy stuff online, not only do they charge you the tax now, but you get taxed on the shipping as well. I just called the state because I found out that they charge you on the shipping as well, and they said, "Oh yeah, you charge tax. That's the law." So I said, "Well, I guess I got to go back in and look at this law." Because you're paying the 4.5% tax for those of us on Oahu on whatever the shipping, and you know how high the shipping is to Hawaii.
Yep.
So anything you buy online, you have to pay 4.5% tax, not just on the product, but on the shipping as well.
Yeah, and that, Donna, you know, I hope you really stay strong with all of this. I know you will.
I try, but it's hard when you're the sometimes
the only one.
Yeah.
Or one of the few. I shouldn't say only one.
We do need more. I think we need representation that's a little more sympathetic to what's going on with all of us, with our electricity, our sewer, our water, you know, our insurance, mm-hmm. everything, Donna.
But unless the general public step up and demand these things and hold their elected officials accountable, you're not going to get that. I keep telling people that
That's
when
right.
they complain, you've got to hold them accountable and you've got to speak out. When I go door to door and campaign, any questions? No. Would you like to discuss anything? No. Thank you for the brochures. And they don't want to, you know, they don't ask the hard questions. I don't know.
That's why we're asking you the hard questions.
Yeah, you have a handful that will call and write, but the majority of the people just go about their business. And
not me, Donna. And I'm an army of two now. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have questions for Donna or car questions or whatever.
You have a lot of informed listeners, George.
They
opinionated and informed, which is good.
Mm-hmm. But the question is, how do you plan to replace the hurricane insurance fund? Raise the tax?
I think the plan was to float bonds to replace that money.
Okay. From what I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the Aloha Towers development, the convention center
mm-hmm.
was built on bonds and it's not been paid yet.
Everything we built are based on bonds.
Yeah.
Everything we built, we float bonds, 20 to 30 year bonds.
Yeah.
And these bonds are paid for like you pay your mortgage.
Okay.
And yes, the convention center bonds are still out there. Part of the TAT money that's collected, a portion of that goes to pay the debt service on the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, also General Electric don't pay taxes. Did you hear about that?
I know that the utility companies at one point were exempt from some of the property taxes, if I'm correct, and some other exemptions they had. But I really can't speak to that as a fact, George. And remember, there's city and county taxes as well as state taxes. You know, they're not all the same.
I just saw recently two very young girls, homeless, Oriental girls. And it's really sad. Mm-hmm. As you see, more and more local people becoming homeless. They're losing jobs. Businesses are shutting down. Something has to be done. Raising taxes is not the answer. And I've been trying to get the state to do a Waikiki Grand Prix race that would bring millions. And the millions come in from the signs that we put up on the guardrail. Mm-hmm. The sponsors pay for that. It's like sponsoring the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is millions of dollars per second. And that's what we need as far as a Waikiki Grand Prix race. And I've done the research on that. I know how to do it. And we need to get the state to step up and do something like this.
The entity to look at that would be the Hawaii Tourism Authority. I would say that's the best bet where to start. But there are many good projects out there that could bring in money to the state. One of the bills I introduced, which didn't go anywhere, is electronic gaming, which is slot machines just in tourism areas, like in Waikiki or tour resort areas. So that takes care of the argument from people, the opponents, that local people are going to go and gamble and lose their money. And I keep saying, well, local people pay airfare and car, rent a car and hotel so they can go lose money in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But that's besides the point. But we could very easily get a lot of money for licensing hotels to be able to have inside their hotel an area where people could do slot machines, electronic gaming. And it wouldn't create that whole casino atmosphere. It wouldn't require a lot of manpower because you're talking about turnkey with machines. And when can you walk past a slot machine and not want to drop at least, you know, a couple dollars into it to see if you're lucky?
I never did play one in my life.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, well, you're the exception. You're the exception to the rule. But our tourists come here, and at night there's not a whole lot for them to do.
There's
we need
lots
to give
to
them
do.
More activities.
Not sure. Lots to do.
Let's not go there.
Like, for instance, what?
We don't want to go there.
Okay, we have Roberta from Seattle on the line.
Hi, Roberta.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking the call. You know, there's a lot of Hawaiians living over in the Seattle area, certainly the West Coast, and through programs like this, we keep in touch with what's going on back home.
Yes, and I'm a graduate of Washington State University, for your information.
There you go.
Wazoo.
Oh, yeah, those cougars, huh?
Yep.
So I guess my question is, let's talk jobs. You know, you talk about money. People can't pay their license and their insurance. And, you know, is it that they're refusing to do it or they don't have the money to do it? And so then that answers all the big, you know, goes back or asks all the bigger questions is, you know, what is it that people are able to do in Hawaii? I mean, they talk about ethanol, but you look at the Big Island, there's plenty of land for sugarcane and to do those things. Why is there not an emphasis for that? Brings jobs, you know, maybe some people can come home to work that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Generating good paying jobs.
And that's right.
The problem is labor is so high. Cost to doing business in Hawaii is so high. And so a lot of companies don't want to come here because they can't pencil it out and make a profit.
We're trying to do it.
No, I know. But I'm just saying that's one of the problems we have because the cost here in Hawaii is so high. And we keep trying to lower it, but it's hard when we keep having to raise taxes.
Will ethanol ever take over and become the main fuel on the island, you think?
Maybe in the next 200 years.
We've given tax credits for ethanol. We've tried to give all kinds of credits for alternative energy, and it's just difficult. You know, we've had companies come in, met with me, and said, we're going to do this, don't take away our tax credit, and yet it still haven't happened. And I know on Kauai, we were supposed to have a facility.
The reason it doesn't happen, Donna, is because when the investors come in and put money down, and the what do you call that, the building department comes up with this cockamamie, go measure the air for 2 years.
No building requirements.
The investors say, you know what, forget it. We're out of here. And that's why Hawaii has that reputation of being business unfriendly. And this is all over, you know.
Yes, it's a balance of trying to protect the quality of the environment here and then providing business and providing jobs.
I can see if it was a totally different industry, like
coal, burning coal, I agree.
But it's just like a sugar mill, but cleaner. It's cleaner than a sugar mill, and still they make all these kind of regulations. They even told, by the way, that guy in Kauai is my partner. They told him that you move that plant 5 feet, you got to redo the whole permitting thing again. That's so crazy. That's why he lost how many investors? They said, you know what, forget it. We're pulling out.
For years, we've tried to streamline the building permit process. And I know every mayor that goes in says we're going to streamline one stop, and yet it
never happens.
Because you have bureaucrats there. And these people, and they've told me to my face, they say, look, mayors have come and gone. City council people have come and gone. I'm still here.
Well, you know, the thing I had for Big Island and for Maui, when I met with them, I told them, it's your choice. You guys want the jobs. I can get it. But you give my investor one small reason to pull, he's going to pull. Your choice. So they're all for it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, George, can I ask one other quick question?
Sure.
How much of this is being slowed down or hampered by Big Oil?
We don't want to go there.
Oh, okay. Never mind. But you know what? For both of you, one thing I've always said, it's hard to speak truth to power, but keep on doing it. You have to do it. You have to get the truth out there. You have to have the people understand that we're not just sheep being led to the slaughter. And sometimes the most difficult thing is speaking truth to power.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway.
Are we having fun yet, George?
Oh, yeah.
Holy night.
Okay, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up, an oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and we have Donna sitting here, and... You know, Donna, you got a nice name. You know that
they
song,
teased
Donna?
Me when I was growing up. Ooh, Donna, or yeah. Donna Reed and stuff. So I don't like my name, George. But George, let me ask you this question. All the years you've been doing this show, how come it's still 101? It's supposed to be at least 201 already, right?
If we don't want to get older.
Oh, okay. I agree. I'm not gonna age gracefully. I'm going kicking and screaming, George. That's why I have been taking this new supplement. You know how you talk about ethanol for the car? Mm-hmm. Well, this is Protandim for your body. It's clinically proven to reduce the aging in your body, the cells, the aging of your cells.
So we get younger?
Well, in the inside, maybe not so much on the outside, but on the inside. And it slows down the cellular aging process.
So the old guys that are impotent, they be back young again?
Well, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
They don't have to take Viagra?
What this does is it stimulates your own body's genes to produce more of the free radical fighting antioxidant enzymes that's in your body. But because as you get old, it no longer works. It starts to, like your car, you don't have to get revved up again. You have to have it.
Recharge.
So these are enzymes in your body that are there. They're dormant as you get older, and Protandim goes in and it stimulates.
So how do
enzymes.
You get this recharger?
They call me. I'll call you. You can have to reach me.
Okay. Give me a call.
But
then.
It's actually 1,000 times more powerful than your direct antioxidants like vitamin E and vitamin C. And it is clinically proven. George, you know me. I do all my homework before anything. I'm very passionate about this. I think we need to keep people healthy. And it's a small price to pay to stay healthy, because once you're diagnosed with cancer, once you're diagnosed with disease, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars traveling to Europe trying to find these...
and they still die.
Well, yeah, and the federal government don't approve some of these, remedies that they have in other countries.
That
and
works.
Yeah, some of them work. And so, you know, let's not wait till we're diagnosed with these diseases. We have to be preventive about it.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Just like our cars, we have to be preventive about it.
Yeah. So give me a call if you're interested in this
Protandim.
Protandim.
Anti-aging Protandim.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Art from IAEA.
Hi, Art.
Yes, good afternoon, George. Senator,
Hi.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, too.
Yes, first of all, I just want to talk about the car registration, but first of all, to the senator, thank you for keeping that Aloha Spirit Award that you sponsor. Is really good.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing that up.
Sure. My son is the 2009 recipient for Monolua Middle School.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, I wasn't able to present it this year because I wasn't on island, I believe, when they give it up. But I normally like to go there. That's one of the nicer things that I, in my career, that I can do, and that's to encourage our young people to keep that Aloha Spirit, because that's what separates Hawaii from the rest of the world. And just that little thing alone, and I do that personally. The government doesn't pay for it. I do it because I think it's important. So congratulations.
Thank you for having it, and keep it going, please.
Thank you.
Yes, and you and Charles DeJoo are one of the two few politicians in Hawaii that I really, truly admire.
Oh, thank you.
Now, the car registration is, something has to be done about it because every year prices keep going up, and you can almost guarantee that your registration, a person's vehicle registration, is going to go up the following year. I feel like the honest person out there that always paying their bills and all that, and their car registration, and we're the ones that are being penalized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got these other people that don't pay it, and they're just like getting a free ride.
Yes, it's like the consumers who pay for items, and the people who steal them, we have to pay for that last leader, correct?
Yeah. I know it's hard to keep track of, take a look at a little sticker or something, but perhaps, with all the technology that we have, perhaps what probably can help is some type of like barcoding system.
Like a scanner, right?
Yeah, with the scanner where it can be, the barcode could be right on the sticker.
I agree.
And the police officer, well, whatever, they could just scan a vehicle and boom, they'll tell you right away if that particular vehicle is current or not.
But you know what the problem is, and it's going to seem kind of funny, but our computer system in the state and the city are archaic. And I have been looking for the last several years trying to get the government to set aside money to change our system.
Right.
But it's millions and millions of dollars. And they have to run simultaneous systems like the bank had to when they made the change. You have to run the old bus and the new bus, and then you have to run it together and then transfer. Otherwise, all the data is going to be lost.
Right.
And I don't know if you've been reading in the newspaper, but the reason why the city hadn't been able to institute the tax increase on the car registration, like the state wanted to, it, they're months behind and losing all this money, is because the system that they have in place just couldn't do it quick. And
right.
So it's so old and archaic, the technology, that something as simple as being able to scan something right now, we think is simple, cannot be done because of that.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Well, I hope something can be done, and I hope you can,
I'm pushing it, and again, there's some of us that are pushing it, but at the end of the day, it comes down to dollars and cents, and how do I keep taxes down and then pay for this additional cost?
Nice talking to you, and keep up.
Yes, and please give my congratulations to your child, the winner of the Aloha Spirit Award.
Okay, yeah, okay. Alex.
Congratulations.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we
have
Don from
Kaneohe. Hey, Don. Hey, you guys. Thank you, Senator, for being on the radio today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I got a question. All the money that we get for fixing the road, where does it come from? Speeding tickets for the police department when they tag somebody? Registration?
No, it comes out of the general fund for the city and county. It comes out of the general fund. For the state, we have a highway fund that a portion, or depending on what the government designate, part of the taxes will go to that fund to pay for it. And I know years ago they raided the fund because there were a lot of money in the fund sitting there. Uh-huh. And part of the reason is because government didn't go in and repair the roads quick enough.
Right. The roads are terrible now.
It is. Just driving here from Wanalo to Kalihi was awful.
Uh-huh. Do we get any money from the federal?
We get some funds from the federal highway funds, and a lot of them are matching funds and so forth, and they're all in that fund. But that's what happens because we have so many of these special funds that nobody's really paying attention. I shouldn't say nobody. You don't really keep an eye on it. So 2 years ago when I tried cutting some of the airport budget, they said, don't cut them at all because they're special funded. Well, it didn't matter if they're special funded. They're still your tax dollars getting there some form or fashion.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of waste because they're special funded. Nobody pays attention. And guess what? We end up paying these contracts to people and not getting anything in return.
Right.
And which brings to mind one of the contracts, what was it, $1.9 million we spent on a system that would sense cars at the airport or taxis so we could charge them for picking up people.
Right.
Well, that was done in 2001, and in 2009 when I brought this up, we still didn't have a working system. We had paid the money to the vendor.
Hmm.
And what do you think about the rail going through? It's going to be a lot of traffic jam when they build it?
When they're building it, there's going to be a lot of construction. When I was on the city council in the 90s, I supported a rail system, and I was sad that it didn't go through. But I said back then that if we don't get it then, we're not going to be able to afford it in the future.
Right.
So I'm not sure how we're going to afford it now, because we have a lot less subsidy from the government. And
even
costs
if we
more.
Had the money to do the rail,
right.
People have to look at reality that when they start construction, they're going to shut off some freeways.
Exactly.
And
it's
going to
be
horrendous. The traffic is going to be a killer.
It's going to be a mess for years.
And is it true that we're still paying for the H3?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we might be in form of bonds.
Okay.
You know, you're still paying for it. The most expensive freeway in America.
Yeah.
No, I think Sarah Palin had her Highway to Nowhere.
Highway. Oh. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You know, we are talking about the rail. There's a caller that wanted to know why we're not taking back the money for the rail and using it elsewhere because we can't afford it.
Okay. The reason for that is when the state gave the ability to the counties to raise the tax, it is the county government that raised the tax for only one purpose, and that was for rail. Hmm. Now, the other three counties had the opportunity to institute the tax, but it had to be used for some transportation mechanism, and they chose not to. Only Honolulu County voted, and they actually raised the tax. So we cannot, the state cannot go in and grab that money. We tried to go in and borrow it and then float bonds for them so we could use it to offset the costs, and the counties were against doing that. Inouye sent a letter saying it might jeopardize the rail project, but that money is officially county responsibility, and we can't go in and take it. And the law was specific that it had to be for a transit system.
Okay, but you know, they were talking about the roads. You're talking about the roads being bad.
Mm-hmm.
How come the Outer Islands have far better roads than we got?
Well, I think if you talk to the neighbor island guys, they don't think they have far better roads.
Oh, I've been there.
Well, again, but it's a city and county that handles most of the roads. The state will only handle the highway system roads,
mm-hmm.
the major highways. Your inner streets,
it's
all
a city.
King Street is all city and county, right?
But
and the county.
We cannot grumble too much about them because, you know, because the roads are so beat up,
you get good business for your cars.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
George,
good for business.
Yeah, but let me ask you about my tires. Remember I came in and my air and my tires were really low and the light on my car came on?
Mm-hmm.
But the tires that BMW said that it was run flat, so I thought I could run the tires flat.
Yeah, right. Run flat.
That's what they are, right? Run flat tires. So I was like, what? Run flat tires? How come I have to put air in it if it's run flat tires?
What this meant by run flat tire is when you get a
flat tire,
you can run it.
I know that, George. I'm just making fun. But you know those tires? They're so expensive.
They're not worth it.
Yeah.
Because, for one, do you know that it eats up 4 miles per gallon of gas? Yes.
No. Where is that in writing?
The weight.
Is it that much heavier?
The heavier the tire, the more it eats gas.
Then why do they put on the cars and sell it to you that way?
For sales, because people think you can run flat. People are lazy.
No, that tire is...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's too expensive. And it eats gasoline, and when you figure it out in a year, forget it.
And when you replace one tire, you have to replace two on each side, or four.
All four.
And they're like what, $600 a tire?
$600 a piece. Forget
crazy.
It.
It's crazy.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Senator Donna Mercado Kim.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. the best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damian Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let's get to calls.
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. Senator, last year I remember watching a hearing where you investigated the state paying a lease for land near the airport.
Well,
that is true. It owned. Is that investigation still ongoing or is it finished?
It's sort of finished and sort of ongoing. I say that because we did all that information, and with the new administration coming in, I believe that the airport people cleaned up that area as far as the leases, and they got rid of some of the offices that their people had. If you recall, the deputy director had a kind of a private office over there. He had some of his people in there, so they're out. The contractor who was getting free rent, I believe that they looked at the contract and was going to charge them some money. So I'm trying to give them time to clean up and look into all of those issues with that lease on Olena Street. The lease comes up, I think, in, remember we had a sub-sub-lease, we had leased it and they leased it back to us. I think that comes up in 12, if I'm not mistaken, 12 or 14, 2012, 2014.
Okay, and the last question, I'm going to put you on the spot, I think, but okay. Do you think former City Councilman Rod Tan should be handed a prison sentence? And I'll get off the air to hear that.
Okay. Well, if you compare him to other people, other politicians mm-hmm. who spent time in jail and prison, then I think that they need to be consistent. That mm-hmm. if they're going to go after elected official for wrongdoing that resulted in some kind of prison sentence, then certainly what he did would rise to that level, and I would say yes. Because, you know, you can't do it to some and not do it to others.
You got to be fair.
Yeah. And if it was intentional, which it appears, again, I don't know for a fact, but mm-hmm. from what I read in the paper, like everybody else, it appears, and what I know about our campaign spending and how we do things, that it appears it was very intentional. So mm-hmm. if that's the case, I can see if it was a clerical error, a mistake, and stuff like that. But in this case, it seems like it was done methodically.
Hmm. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Karen from Kaneohe.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, George. I had a question on automotive.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 99 Honda Accord, and I've been taking it to the dealer at Windward Honda
mm-hmm.
and also a service station. And they can't seem to find my problem, and I've been paying for inspection. My brakes seem to keep grabbing or sticking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips on what I can do if they can't find the problem?
George is the right person to ask.
What is the brake grabbing?
When I come out of the parking stall or if I'm going kind of slow, it kind of sticks, I guess. That's the word for it. And then the car kind of jerks. Not normal, you know, braking type of a, you know, situation. So I know something's wrong with it. It just doesn't happen all the time. And sometimes when they check it, they can't find the problem because when they road test it, it doesn't happen. But there is something wrong with it, I know. So.
Who did the brakes?
Probably mm-hmm. Honda.
Probably Honda?
Well, I mean, I've been taking it to the dealer mostly.
Okay.
Factory brakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of it is from China.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading online, they also said that there was some problems with Honda Accord, like, you know, the old Hondas.
No.
No?
No.
You think it's the brakes, George, or could it be the engine grabbing, you know, like when you downshift, you get that grabbing
it could be.
Feeling. And
maybe since when you mechanic?
Hey, since I have problems with my car. But shouldn't ethanol help with that?
Yeah. Have you tried ethanol?
But I mean, how's that to do with the brakes, though?
No.
Might not be the case.
I'd have to look at it. It could be the master cylinder is sticking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if nobody has changed it since you bought it, maybe it's due.
Okay.
Did you service the brakes every 2 years?
I can't remember when the last service I had. I think maybe might have been 2 years ago. When you say service, though, what do you mean?
You flush out all the brake fluid.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the master cylinder is?
Not really.
It's right in front of, you open the hood, it's right in front of the driver.
Okay.
And there's a plastic canister.
Mm-hmm.
And that fluid, all of you listening, listen now, that fluid is supposed to be crystal clear.
Okay.
If it's colored dark, and most of them have dark colored fluid, it is way overdue. Then when it's way overdue, it causes all kinds of problems like what you're getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that the service companies would pick up on that already, right?
No.
They don't.
Really? Even the dealer?
Yep.
Servicing?
Yep. Go take a look at it. I'm more than sure yours is black.
Okay. I'm just wondering, what do you feel about the dealers as far as the servicing versus the service station?
Well, you go to a steakhouse to buy steaks, not lobsters. Yeah.
So which is the lobster and which is the steak, right?
Right. Today it's really difficult because of the economy, a lot of the dealers are not getting real qualified technicians.
Mm-hmm.
And according to state law, here we go, Donna, they're required to have only one certified technician, and the rest of them is just whatever.
Apprentices.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So if you take it to a dealer, it could be not a certified technician working on your car?
Right.
Well, that's the same true at a service station, though, right?
Same with service station.
Hmm. So you could be paying for a diagnostic test, and it's not really correctly done, then?
That's right.
Okay.
So let's make the long story short, you just got to take it to George.
Well, I took his class long ago.
Oh.
Then you should have brought it in.
I know.
Oh, that was a no-brainer.
Okay, thanks, George.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Aloha. Wow.
Was it that time?
Hey,
that's that time.
And we can't get to the other callers.
Yeah. It's time to leave.
Already, George?
Already.
Wow. See, when you're having fun, time flies.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, it was really great having you here.
I enjoyed being here. You know, I used to work at the station.
Really?
I used to have a talk show, Equal Time.
Oh.
Yeah, several years ago.
Maybe you got to come back again.
And I also worked for Jeff Coelho when he was at another radio station.
Oh.
But I enjoyed being here. I enjoyed being able to talk with your listeners. And I wish everybody a safe and fun weekend.
Yeah, but you need to come back because there's a lot of people still want to ask you some stuff. Anyway. Big mahalo for coming in.
Thank you.
And all of you out there, take care of each other. Drive safely. And I think next week, Saturday, my son Todd will take over.
Okay, so take care of your cars and take care of your bodies.
Right.
And take care of your health.
What is that product?
Pro Tandem.
Okay.
And call George and he can tell you how to get it.
All right. Until then, aloha.